From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French police shoot and kill a man trying to attack a police station. French officials say the man was carrying a knife and appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out that was a fake. The incident occurred on the first anniversary of the terrorist assault on the offices of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. Witnesses in Yemen discount Iranian claims that Saudi Arabia staged an overnight airstrike against the Iranian embassy in Sana'a. Iran accused Saudi Arabia of deliberately hitting the outpost, but people in Sana'a say there is no visible damage to the building. They say some stones and shrapnel apparently landed in the embassy's yard after a Saudi airstrike about 700 meters from the embassy. Also Thursday, Iran's cabinet banned the import of all products from Saudi Arabia. They also adopted a ban on Iranians traveling to Mecca. Bahrain says it arrested members of a terrorist cell plotting to set off explosions across the country. The government described the cell as an armed wing of the Shiite fringe opposition group Al-Wafab, which Bahrain says has ties to Iran and Hezbollah. The arrests come amid ongoing protests in Bahrain and across the region over Saudi Arabia's execution Friday of a prominent Shiite cleric. According to officials and local news reports, a truck bombing in western Libya has killed at least 50 people and wounded dozens. The attack came at a police training center. The bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered at the facility in the town of Zlitin. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Later Thursday, a car bombing east of Sirte left at least 6 people dead and 11 wounded. This is VOA News.